Well, welcome to the Quest Student Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Tony, along with my co-host, Casey Dennis.
Hey, everyone.
And we're here to inspire and equip you as you work to empower strong young leaders. And today, Casey, we're going to talk about the differences between coaching and mentoring and teaching.
Awesome.
And when you were growing up, did you have any coaches that had a big impact on your life?
Oh, absolutely. Huge shout out to Amy Phelps, my cheerleading coach.
Awesome.
Huge shout out to Jason Espinoza, my soccer coach. And then I had an awesome, awesome musical and show choir coach. She was amazing. Her name now is Mrs. Chunat. So shout out to her too.
That's so cool.
Literally some of the most impactful adults in my entire life.
And you remember their names.
Totally, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
I love it. I remember when I was growing up, I had a coach when I was playing Little League Baseball, Coach Edwards, that had a huge impact on my life. He was my Little League Baseball coach. And it wasn't so much really that he was like a baseball guru and really helped me to grow as a player as much as it was, I just remember him being so kind and patient. And he was a pretty laid back guy, at least it seemed to me like he was at the time, and kind of genuinely seemed to care that our team had fun and kind of learned to work together. And, you know, we actually made it into the regional, I think it was the regional round robin of the Little League World Series.
Nice.
Now, I know that sounds like a big deal, but I think it might have been like the county level or something like that. You know? But anyhow, I remember when I was a kid thinking, this is a big deal.
Big leagues.
Yes, right. And we made it in a couple days to a couple games there. And it was really so cool. Coach Edwards was always associated with that memory for me.
Cool.
And so it's awesome. Coaches, teachers, mentors really play a huge part in the development of strong young leaders. And we want to talk about today the difference between the three. So when it comes to the idea of developing young leaders, there's a lot of buzz around the idea of mentoring, a lot of programs that are built on the idea of mentorship. And of course, we know our schools are full of teachers, and we have the experiences that we've had, like you talked about, with our coaches.
Right.
But there are very unique nuances between all three of those disciplines. And we want to talk a little bit about the differences between those today and why they matter and what we can do to kind of employ them as we help young students become strong leaders.
Absolutely. And some research shows us that some of these things in and of themselves, by themselves in silos, can have negative impacts on students.
Yeah.
So for instance, if we solely focus on mentoring, however, in our interactions, we're not teaching and coaching students. One stat in particular about mentoring from the Institute of Labor Economics, they said that mentoring can help kids in their social skills, but not their academic skills, or vice versa, help them in their academic, but not their social. In mentoring, in some instances, when you group kids together in different categories, it can expose them to negative peer influences and actually give them a negative view on themselves.
Yeah, so what I hear you say there is that there's the potential that a student becomes aware that they're in a mentorship program, and if not properly handled, that could cause them to feel have a negative feeling about that fact.
Exactly.
I'm actually in a mentorship program. What does that say about me?
Right.
Yeah, so we know research-wise that's true. Hugely positive results that we see from mentorship programs. Obviously, hugely positive results from teachers and coaches. Yet there are those differences. Well, let's talk about those a little bit. We know that, for example, to kind of broad brushstroke this idea that teachers, for the most part, when we have our teaching hat on, we're pouring into, we're showing kids, we're teaching kids concepts, ideas, methods. When we have our mentorship hat on, it's kind of a, we're going to grow with you. We're down there. We're going to work with you. And then as a coach, it's more about, we're going to draw this out of you. One of the things that we know, for example, about the coaching perspective is that often our coaches are not down in the nitty gritty showing us the absolute details as much as they are telling us to get up and get going.
Right. Yeah.
You know? They're really, and obviously they do teach us, they do mentor us, but that coaching aspect is really powerful. Now, there are situations in which we want to teach. We need to teach our kids. We need to show them, here's the principle, this is the concept, this is how you do this. There are times when we want to mentor them, when we want to crawl down in it with them and show them that we're there, we have a relationship, we care about them.
Right.
And we're helping, we want to help them to develop the emotional part of it, the social, emotional, and so on. Then there are times that we want to coach, where we want to just stand back, stand off as they make the attempt, and just cheer them on, help them with the nuance of how they're going about something, and draw out those the skills that they're developing. And it's important that we understand the difference between those three and when to apply each one.
Absolutely. So what I hear you saying is, bottom line, if we're interacting with students to help them develop as a young person to produce a result of a phenomenal adult, we have to carry three attributes with us. We have to be a teacher and a coach and a mentor.
Yeah, that's right. We have to understand what the difference is between the three and when they need to be applied. And the truth is, you're talking about this could happen in the span of 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you go teacher to mentor to coach. But understanding that the three are different is important because, you know, so in our kids' lives, there are people that are teachers. We send them to school, they spend the day with the teachers. And then when they leave there, maybe they go to an after-school program where they're in a mentorship reality.
Right.
And then they leave that mentorship opportunity and they go to a sports situation where they're under the leadership of a coach. And so there are chances that our kids could have very different interactions with these individuals based on those environments and the hat that that particular individual is wearing.
Right.
If they're not aware that they have to also shift in and out of these approaches, then we can get into a situation where the coach is not in line in alignment with the same principles and approach as the mentor, as the teacher, and we can get into a situation where there is a little bit of conflict even.
Yeah. So for instance, what I'm imagining is, you know, if a teacher sees themselves only as a teacher, then they silo themselves into that category. Same thing with mentors, same thing with coaches. But what I hear you saying is, in order for the student to have the greatest health and the greatest development, we cannot silo the three. We have to keep them together. So for instance, a teacher must have a highly relational experience with their student, be able to, like you said, crawl into their perspective and be able to relate with them one-on-one, to have compassion and empathy. And they also have to have the ability to be firm, to hold kids to high expectations, just like a coach would, just like Jason Espinoza did to me when I was playing soccer.
That's,
you know,
right. Yes.
It was not abnormal for me to hear him yell across a field, "Go, run, defend," you know?
Yeah.
And he had to do that in order for us to win. However, and I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes I'm not totally aware that I'm siloing myself into one category. When I have to make sure that my interactions with kids is teacher, mentor, and coach.
So let me put, if I could, a little bit of a finer point on it even. And I think what you expressed there is spot on. Let me see if I can bring it down to a finer point even of what this means to us as leaders. So I think if you were to ask any teacher, any mentor, any coach, do you see yourself as a coach only, or do you see yourself as a coach, mentor, teacher? I think they probably all would respond and say, no, I understand that I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, I'm a teacher, I'm all three. The question is not whether or not they understand it. The question is whether or not they're developing those individual skills.
Mm.
So, for example, I've watched teachers and coaches and mentors in their environments. And what I've seen typically is that they apply their approach evenly across all three disciplines. So, in other words, they would say, no, I know I'm a coach. And the way they coach is exactly the same way they teach.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They say, no, I'm a mentor. And the way they mentor is exactly the same way they coach. So what I'm talking about is not just recognizing that we have to be all three, but developing our ability to be all three.
Absolutely.
So knowing what the difference is. What's it mean to teach? What's it mean to mentor? What's it mean to coach? And how do I shift in and out of those roles to the point in a 3-minute period, right? Mm-hmm. How do I shift in and out? And I can imagine Coach Espinoza did this for you, that as soon as he got done yelling, "Casey, go defend, come on, stop the ball," right?
Yeah.
That you ran to the sideline and he's saying, okay, now let me go back over how you do this.
Yes.
And he switched from coach, that coaching draw out mentality, down into the teaching. He started to teach you, to show you, to instruct you.
Absolutely.
Right. And then there were times probably when you made a mistake. Maybe someone scored a goal on your defense and you ran off. And rather than him going right into teacher mode and say, here's what you did wrong, he put his arm around you and said, hey, great effort.
Absolutely.
You've got this next time. Went into mentor mode, right? So we would say, well, he's a great coach. So that's all coaching. But truly, it's the nuance of each of those roles. And though we wear the title of coach, though we wear the title of mentor or teacher, we're really kind of weaving in and out of all three of those.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can totally see that. And I can see where I'm failing at that too at the same time as you say that. That's powerful.
Oh my goodness. I so wish I had this down. But you know, I do. I see myself doing the same thing with my own kids, even in situations where we're mentoring young students. And I have to constantly remind myself, because as a coach, coaches are gonna make fewer statements and they're going to ask more questions.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to give all this away, because over the next several episodes, we're going to really unpack the coaching mentality. And here's why.
That's awesome.
When you look across the landscape, what do we see the most of? We see the most of teachers.
Absolutely.
And we see the most of systems and processes that engage mentors.
Right.
Mentorship programs. What we don't hear a lot about is really developing a coaching mentality where it concerns developing young leaders.
Yeah.
And so we're going to unpack this over the next several episodes. We're going to spend time talking to coaches. We're going to unpack what it means to be a great coach, the nuances that are involved. But just as a quick example, a coach knows how to ask the right question. They make far fewer statements than a teacher. A teacher's going to make a lot of statements.
Right.
Teacher's going to tell you fact, 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 fact. A coach is going to ask you question, 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 because they're trying to draw out of you what's already been deposited. And that's where real learning actually takes place. So
absolutely.
We're going to talk about that in the next several episodes.
And that's so powerful. I'm excited to learn more about it too, because it seems to me, like you said, coaching is something that's very undervalued for people that aren't coaches, but still, like, coaches as we see them leading teams, for people that aren't coaches but yet interact with students. So I'm excited to learn more about the coaching mentality.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, at the top of this podcast, top of this episode, I asked you about your experience, and you named three immediately.
Immediately.
And there's no doubt in my mind that everybody listening has that same experience with a great coach. Here's what I'm trying to say, is that coaching is not relegated to just a few people. Every one of us can become a great coach.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing when we talk about young leaders. We say there's no such thing as natural born leader. Everyone is a natural born leader. We just have to develop the skills and the gifts that are there. Same thing with all of us. We can all be a great coach. Now, we may not go coach a sport or a particular genre of education. We may be a teacher. We may specifically be a mentor by role, but we can still use the coaching concepts and nuances to impact our students. That's what we want to talk about. So I'm excited about it. I've had a lot of great experience with coaches. I love the mentality that goes into this. I cannot wait to share some of the conversations that we're going to have around this topic. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And in the same way, we can be people that our students remember for the rest of their lives.
There you go. That's it. So Casey, I've enjoyed this conversation today. I look forward to talking about this more. If you want to learn more about Quest Student Leadership, you can go to quest.org. That's KUEST.org. And until next time, keep building strong young leaders.